And you're welcome back to the programme. The time now, 25 minutes to the hour. And I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Mark MacDonald. It's a Career Corner time, of course. And Mark is with Sliinua Careers. Good afternoon to you, Mark. Or good evening, indeed, at this stage.
Aidan, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme this evening. Well, I suppose as the year draws to a close, many begin, Mark, to plan for a change in the new year. Can be an ideal opportunity to reassess career options, of course. Some will decide to seek to change job within their own sector, and for some it can be an opportunity to change completely, indeed, and to seek a new challenge elsewhere. So I suppose, really, at this time of year, with those thought processes, what do you think is the best way to approach such a decision as this, and what should people be doing if they're in that position to try to ensure that it actually works out for the best?
Well, I think, Aidan, from this time of the year, really, up until maybe March or April of the following year, there's a number of things happen in terms of recruitment. I think first and foremost, people tend to use the Christmas holidays in some cases as a time to reflect, as a time to reassess. You know, invariably, people have a bit of time on their hands, which leads to, you know, some quality laptop time where they can search for jobs and look at the prevailing trends within whatever sector. And in conjunction with that, budgets with employers tend to kick in from January onwards, so their own recruitment cycle will kick off again. And what all this leads to, in a lot of cases, is a flurry of activity within the jobs market in general. So what people really should be doing now, in the broad sense of terms, is start planning, start getting a plan in place. You know, if you find yourself thinking about those type of decisions or thinking about making those types of decisions, you probably fall into one of maybe three categories. You're somebody who's maybe who's working in an area but is now beginning to think about moving to another job within that particular area or sector. You could be somebody who's deciding on a complete career change and looking to maybe move into a different sector, or unfortunately, as is still the case, you could be one of the many people who are currently unemployed, but you're deciding to make a really concerted effort to change that position for yourself in the following year. If you're any one of those three types of people, what you need to do really is get a plan in place. And I suppose at a very basic level, what you should be doing now is reassessing your CV, dust it off, have a look at it, critique it yourself. And be quite critical in terms of, ask yourself, is this document selling me? Does this document properly articulate my skills and talents? Does it need to be updated? You know, have I updated it recently? The same would apply with your LinkedIn profile. You know, is it doing me justice? Is it up to date? Is it current? If for some reason you don't have a LinkedIn profile, well, now is the time to get one for a number of reasons. You know, first and foremost, it's free. Secondly, if you don't have one, there's a very good chance that your competitors with, you know, people competing with whatever job you're applying for will have one. So you're quite simply at a disadvantage. So I suppose that's where you begin, Aidan. You look at your CV, you look at your online profile in whatever form that may be, and you start to critique it. Is it up to date? Does it sell me? Would it entice an employer to call me in for an interview based on the quality of the information that they're looking at? And if it's not, if you feel it's not up to date, if you showed it to maybe family members or friends or colleagues and gotten their opinion, well, then start the process now. Start working on it. You know, turn it into a document that does you justice. And I think second to that is,
well, before you go on, just I'm interested that you say be self-critical in relation to your CV or in relation to your LinkedIn profile. Why do you say that?
Because I think a lot of us can fall into a trap, and I know I've done it myself in the past, where we have our CV or we have our profile and we've put a certain amount of time and effort into it. And human nature being as it is, we feel, well, okay, that's done. I don't need to go back to it. It does what I want it to do. Invariably, that may not always be the case. And it's an ideal opportunity, really, to get a second opinion. And you could choose to ask friends, families, colleagues. You could choose to seek professional career advice, wherever that may be. But we would always recommend people to really be critical, because, you know, when you do apply, if you do see a position that you're interested in and you do apply, the process of somebody assessing your application is going to be a very critical analysis of your CV. If you have a LinkedIn profile, they'll look at that as well, and they'll analyze it in a similar manner. So I think we all need to push ourselves that little bit and just say, look, this is a two-page document. Does it sell me? Does it properly articulate my skills and talents? Does it match me to the job that I'm applying for? Are the relevant keywords evident within there? Does my personal profile stand out? Does it make an impact? And I think really they're the questions we should ask ourselves now. If we're thinking about looking at job applications in the new year, they're the kind of issues we should be dealing with now. And in conjunction with that, Aidan, from there you put a plan in place. You put a daily plan or a weekly plan. You target your sector. You target your audience. You begin to research, you know, the companies you'd like to work for, the companies that may be advertising now, the companies you hope will be advertising early in the new year, and get as much information about them as possible. And a lot of that information is available. It's available online. It's available free of charge. You have to go and look for it.
And just in terms then of, I just want to be clear in my own mind, in terms of recruitment agencies, is there any time of the year that they're most active? So in other words, would they be saying there are people who will be doing just as you've been describing to us over the Christmas, New Year period, and perhaps they would be coming on train now, on track now, and this is the time to move?
Well, I think with the recruitment agencies, they're reactive to whatever business that is presented to them from employers.
Right.
And again, I suppose traditionally January, February, March would be reasonably busy months. Obviously, the recruitment cycle is a 12-month cycle. But, you know, when you consider, as we said earlier, budgets would recommence from January onwards. Well, a lot of organisations, maybe not all of them, but quite a lot would run January to January with their budgets. So once capital is released for recruitment and to fill positions, you would see an increase for the first couple of months.
I suppose what I was actually trying to ask you and making a bit of a bags of it is, would companies be inclined to say, if we're going to recruit, we want to recruit early in the year so that the lucky employee will be with us for as long as possible over the course of this year and we can assess him or her?
No, I don't think that's necessarily the case, Aidan. Again, I'd say really a lot of it would be driven by economic factors. Economic factors within that particular organisation. If it is the type of employer who, you know, has capital released early in the year for recruitment, then obviously they will act on that. Others, depending on the sector, you obviously have to factor in the seasonality elements within some of, you know, for argument's sake, the hospitality industry may not have a heavy recruitment at this time of the year, but as we head into, the spring months, that begins to change from spring somewhere onwards. So it very...
Oh, I have no idea what happened there. It was a landline, so I have no idea what exactly happened with that. But anyway, I think we were coming to the end of our conversation with Mark MacDonald of Schlienua Careers, and we thank him very much indeed.